Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Brad Pitt.
Now I kind of see dance as my future, so...
Now Brad Pitt is a bit of a legend, a screen star. He's been around for a long time and he's still probably one of the most handsome men in Hollywood. Damn you, Brad Pitt! He's had quite a successful career and he's played a lot of interesting and varied kind of characters. But one thing that Brad Pitt can't get away from is just being Brad Pitt, because his voice is quite specific and his accent's quite specific. And we're going to take a look at that today and just see what it is he's doing to sound the way he does and if there's any traits that we could take on board or anything we might want to leave. Let's have a look.
Her name was Lisa. It was in her garage. It was fourth grade. She was one street over. I ran home afterwards. Well, I was pretty excited, titillated as fourth graders get. It was kind of planned. It was kind of set up. Okay, we're going to meet here and we're going to do this. The anticipation was a bit nerve-wracking. Got there, did the deal, and somehow I just remember running home. It was just too much.
Okay, so the first thing I noticed about Brad Pitt is that he seems to be always smiling. When he speaks, he's always got a smile on. And actually, I think that somehow inflects the way he sounds. So maybe if you wanted to kind of take some of these qualities and actually smiling... People say that, you know, it's a really good idea to smile from your throat, but it's also a nice idea to smile in your mouth if you're speaking. It does something. People can hear it. You know, even if you're not on camera and you can hear me smiling as I'm speaking. Sometimes it can sound false, though, but I think with him, it's very genuine. And maybe he's just genuinely happy. But either way, to have that smile and to be heard as smiling, it's like it always makes people feel a little bit, you know, unconsciously. It adds some sort of positivity. So there's a positivity to his voice because there is always a bit of a smirk in it.
It was kind of planned. It was kind of set up. Okay, we're going to meet here and we're going to do this. And
another thing I like about Brad Pitt's voice is that he's got a very full voice. He's not got a deep voice, but he's very resonant. He's not got a huge amount of expression, but he's very clear. Here's the thing. This is a good example of just a very ordinary... His accent is quite special, but his voice itself is just good. It's what it should be. It's what everyone's voice should be. He's not huge and like deep and gravelly and growly, and he's not hugely expressive, but he's just hit the nail on the head with being comfortable. And again, like I always say, it's down to relaxation. He's comfortable in his skin, and he does. Now, he's done a lot of physical work on his body. You can see that. But he has to have done lots of voice work too, because there's no way that he could have done all that kind of muscle tightening and still have a voice that's nice and rich and round like that. So I'm suggesting, and I've got no evidence of this, but I'm suggesting that he's done a lot of work on his voice just to maintain it so it could be where it should be, and it is where it should be, and it's not, there's no bells or whistles, it's not overly amazing, and it's not in any way under par. He's clear and articulate, even though he's got a very strong accent, but this resonance of his is what's really nice to hear. And maybe, again, it's possibly come with age, and that his voice has just gradually got lower and lower as he's got older. But it's very full, it's very rich, it's very round, and it's very pleasant to listen to. And I guess as an actor, he's had acting training, and so part of acting, one of the main things about acting training is, the same as my 8-week online course, is it's about learning to breathe, it's about learning posture, it's about learning how to find length in your body and to articulate yourself with resonance and how to project. So all those things that are on my course is, you know, the kind of training that he would have done. And so that's just, it's a good voice, but relaxation is the key here.
I always had crushes. I had crushes kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I had crushes. I always had crushes.
One thing he does do, though, is he doesn't articulate his jaw very much. He's not mumbling, but he's on the edge of mumbling, I'd say. He's got this smile and his lips are kind of very forward, but it doesn't really open up his mouth so much, and it's kind of always like that. I think Jack Nicholson does that somehow a bit. But he's also big with his bottom lip. but his teeth don't seem to separate so much. And that it's not good to really be over opening your mouth, but he's really keeping them together like that. And I wonder if that's somehow to do with tightness in his jaw. That's quite possible. But also it could just be, you know, his physiology and...
I had crushes. I always had crushes.
Because you're passionate.
Because I'm addicted.
Because I'm addicted. You see, he's talking through his teeth quite a lot. And there is an old school thing of actors doing that, for film actors anyway. But it's not, I wouldn't say it's necessarily his best attribute. I don't think it's really helping anyone to speak better by speaking through their teeth. It's fine if you're working on film because it'll pick up all the sounds. But if you're in real life, in real time, and you're someone who is articulating yourself in a room full of people or in a social environment, you really need to start learning to use that bottom jaw more and getting it open so sound can travel. And it's more about having dexterity and flexibility in your jaw so you can use it when you need to. And if you're stuck here, maybe because it is because of tension. So if he's carrying tension, he's carrying it in his jaw, I feel. I don't know if you've seen the film Snatch, but he did a fantastic version of an Irish traveller's accent. I think he even went to stay with some people on the road and learnt from them how they spoke. And he nailed it.
See, what's about how you say? Hey, look. It helped as much as I'm going to hit. You still got a car. I suggest you use it for you're not working anymore.
I think
you should fuck off now, but you still got the legs to carry you.
Completely nailed it. So if you haven't seen that film, go and watch it, or at least, you know, Google, you know, Snatch and Brad Pitt's performance and listen to the way he speaks. He's, you know, he was very, very, very good. So he can adapt his voice. He's very kind of able to train himself. He's got the mindset to, you know, put his mind to something. You can see from his body, he's said to himself, I want to look, have a six pack and I want to have this body. And he's gone away and done it. And he's worked on it consistently and he's had a very long career where he's got his body out, and that's been probably a big part of why he's got so many roles and some of the roles he has got. But then again, to know that he's used that kind of methodology and that training of consistency and, you know, daily practice to do those accents as well, to do that accent he did, is fantastic, because he's someone who clearly will just do the work that needs to be done, and it's all physical work. Voice is physical, so it's not only like having a six-pack is one thing, it's very outward, but if you want to change your voice, there's different sort of ways to improve yourself. There's different sort of muscles that need to be worked on. There's different sort of relaxations in your body that need to be taken on board. If you're looking at doing an accent, there's different sort of muscles that need to be tightened and certain ones that need to be released and certain ones that have to be used in different ways. And you just have to have a mentality where you just do a bit every day and get a bit better and work on it and build on it and understand that it's a physical thing you're doing. So all this idea of, I wish I had a better voice, I don't like my voice, it's my voice isn't what I want, then change it. It's just taking the right steps to do that. And if you don't know where to start, come on. I've got, 250 videos on this channel now? You can start here, really. Come on. Anyway, so Brad's got a bit of a strong accent. It sounds kind of, to me, sort of more Southern States America. I'm not sure if he's from Texas. I'm not Googling that. I just, you know, I can hear that he's not from the Northeast Coast anyway. But he's a very good example of someone who's just very relaxed in his own skin, sitting on his voice. He's clearly had some voice training, but he could do a lot more with his jaw and he could articulate that a bit better. But then, you know, that's part of what makes Brad Pitt sound like Brad Pitt. Instrument wise, he kind of sends air sort of through his cheekbones. You know, it's weird to say, but there's that air placement thing, and, you know, he's very down on his voice, but he can bring it through there. He kind of sits on his voice a little bit. He doesn't throw it right up through his nose, and he's not throwing anything out of his mouth, but it sits kind of back here somewhere. And you have to use your imagination for this, I'm afraid. But anyway, that's my brief review on Brad Pitt. Maybe you can take something from that. Quite often when I do actors, the guidelines are pretty much the same. Stay relaxed and work on your posture. Learn to breathe, articulate yourself clearly, and then you're going to have the voice you want. Simple as that. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.